pretty good there, like, last time. Cause, like, we went loads of places.
Yeah, that was good.
We didn't go anywhere, did we?
But this, we went to Sevenoaks.
Yeah, and why the fuck can we go to Sevenoaks?
Just to be bloody boy racers down there.
Just to try and kill a few people.
This car there. We don't usually overtake on the inside.
There's a few cars there. Except it stops. I heard you had a good curry on Saturday.
Was I? Oh my god. Coming home at 9 o'clock.
No one
left any money.
Fucking hell.
Who's welcome? Me, you block.
Did you have money?
No money, so I pounced off him.
I was welcome. Fuck you, got a free curry, a free beer.
What's that? It's just a heavyweight jam.
Yeah.
Who's welcome?
Who are we doing that?
Way down to Greenwich.
Oh yeah, oh god. It's
well good, this is.
That's right. Where'd you not go when that pissed off?
Why? Get some phone to
go
on the car. I don't know, money's hard to buy lots of paint, so
yeah. And let me get off there.
Was that when we went up on the Friday?
Yeah.
That's real funny because I go to a 5-minute travel car, I'm trying to pull the side of them. I've only got a 5 and I don't want to break into it. It's actually pay with a 50. So he goes, yeah, but I don't really want to break into this.
London Records, would like to confess anything you can, just quickly. 07126. 2476. The number, as you know. This is Radio 1, it's 8:30. Monday, June 3rd, the news on 1 here is Eleanor Oldroyd.
One of Britain's biggest record companies has been fined £50,000 after an investigation into a bid to rig the chart. London Records has been given 21 days to pay up or be thrown out of the BPI. One of them's...
Oh no, they won't be able to get any good awards then.
More by The High on London, one of three records which... Oh, no.
And YMCA, whatever.
YMCA.
Oh, what was that shit that they always used to do?
That dance.
Oh, God.
Racing is to get its world premiere in Britain. The fish will swim in specially constructed lanes in a giant pool. The organiser, Philip Poole, is aiming for the Guinness Book of Records, and he assures owners there will be no penalty involved. He says the fish will decide for itself whether or not it wants to swim.
You can't.
Why not?
We did maggot racing when we were still. We used to nut maggots and still
carve
blue
birds
running whilst we're
no ounce like.
Right, please have Magnus Banks in here on the show today, and it's your turn to whistle, Magnus.
us. Wait, Jack. Where?
He's at base.
Jesus!
Where's the fucking man digging?
That is the bridge.
That's good songs, man. Score, look at that. Maybe Canada, Zimbabwe, Kenya. We're like, yeah, what's adventure, sir? And he goes, like, New Zealand, Australia, Kiwi, 6 month tour.
Hey, where is he on Saturday?
Holt. You mean drive around there? What's the sound?
Right, we did that one on the board, didn't we? The 2 plus 3 I. Have we all got these? Yeah? Have we got these? These complex numbers questions. The one where. That one, number 8 it is, and it's got that complex number. Right, that's the one we looked at just before the end of half term. Yeah, where you've got to prove that that's a real number. So what you do is you multiply by the complex conjugate, top and bottom. If we do that, it comes out as a multiple of 1 plus I. I think it's a quarter, is it? Yeah, it's a half. What is it?
Yeah, half.
It's a half. Right, it's a half of that. And then the second bit says, show that that complex number to the power of 4, well, that complex number is that complex number. So all you do is that to the power of 4, that to the power of 4, and then you get minus a quarter coming along by your. Yeah? So that's the answers. So the two answers are land it is a half. And the answer is minus a quarter. I did that one on the board at the end of last term. Right, the second one. That I'm going to do is the one where it says Z equals 3 plus 4i. Yeah? And you have got to write down in the form P plus QI, so it's the real bit plus the imaginary bit, 1 over Z. Well, 1 over Z is 1 over 3 plus 4i. Right? If we do that, how do we get it so that it's in the form a number plus times it by the complex conjugate? So 3 minus 4i, 3 minus 4i. And what we get is 3 minus 4i over 25. Huh? That sounds reasonable. So it's 3 25ths minus 4 25ths i. And that's 3 plus qi. Now 1 over z squared, for a second bit, several ways to do this. What you can do is work out what z squared is first. So if I do a little aside, z squared is 3 plus 4i squared, which is 9 plus 3 quarters of 12, 24i plus 16i squared, which is 24i. Minus 7. Looks like that. So 1 over z squared is 1 over minus 7 plus 24i. Multiply by the complex conjugate again. Work out z squared, that's just algebraic, multiplying out I squared minus 1. Do that by changing the imaginary bit. And multiply and add, and you get an answer coming out.
What's that other way?
That's the other way. What other way? Right, you could square that. You could square that complex number, right? If that's because 1 over z, if you square 1 over z, 1 over z squared. Once you've got 1 over z squared, if I work it out, you get minus 7 minus 24i over 49 on the bottom, is it?
It's not 49.
That's 24 squared, because 7, 24, 20, it's 25, 625. So we get minus 7 over 625, minus 24i over 625. Right, that's the complex number, 1 over z squared, that's the answer. Right, you're all happy about how I've got that?
Yeah? How do you get a bit lower?
Just 7 squared minus 7 times minus 7 gives me plus 49, yeah?
Yeah.
The minus 7 times that will give me plus something, and then that 7 times that one will give me minus something. They'll cancel each other out. Then 24 times 24 is 576 I squared, but it's minus I squared. Minus minus 1 makes plus. And when I add that, then I get 625. It's one, you know, like a 3-4-5 triangle in Pythagoras. Yeah, you know, when you get 3-4-5 and we got 3 squared and 4 squared, so it's 5 squared, right? Well, 7-24-25 is another one of those. Right, that's how I knew 7-24, I knew it would be 625 because it's 25 squared. That's how I knew it so quick. Anyway, we get this cop next to me, he didn't check that. And that bit's behind me. Right? And then the second part of the question says, find the argument for that. Well, the argument, remember what the argument is, it's tan to the minus 1. Which bit's on top? The imaginary bit on top. So I've got 24 over 625 divided by 7 over 625. Now if you've got fractions like that, something over 625 divided by something over 625, then that is exactly the same as just the 24 over the 7, because the 625 will cancel out. Now if I do 24 divided by 7, inverse tan, I'll get an angle. Right? Now, what's the angle? Anybody got a calculator? 24 divided by 7, inverse tan. Anybody got a calculator?
No.
Well, so there. 24 divided by 7 is 3.3, so it's going to be about 70 odd degrees. The 81.9 degrees. So we get the 81.9 degrees. Now, we've got to interpret that now. Now, remember the real bit goes along there, the imaginary bit goes there, and minus 7 of something along the real bit, and minus 24 of them down. So I'm going minus 7, 620 bits there, minus 24, 7, so the actual line is going to go down like that. So the 81.9 is that angle. So the actual argument, measured from 3 o'clock, is going to be 180 at that, which is 261.9 degrees, which looks very familiar. Right, and that's all there is to it. Now, certainly there's a lot more complicated things in complex numbers. All you've really done is do this thing about the complex conjugate and work out some algebra. You've worked out z squared by some algebra, and then you've done the complex conjugate with some algebra. Admittedly, there's plus and minus signs in there, so it's a little bit tricky, but nothing that at the A level that you shouldn't be able to handle. Right? And then once you've got that, you look for something called an argument, which is just working out what an angle is and deciding what angle you actually got from an arc diagram. That's 6 marks on the yellow paper. At that level, that's really a gift of 6%. It really is, honestly. Looking at that, that is one of the easier questions on the paper. Very easy. That's definitely one of the easier questions on the paper. Right. Now, look, next one then. All the complex numbers that you get on the maths pure stats are fairly simple. You should be able to do them. Right, it's one of the good questions. If you think this is odd, then we go through vectors. When we go through vectors, representing clearly defined vector equations. You'd probably be able to do that.
Yeah, probably.
Right, next question is the one where you're given these two complex numbers and you're asked to show that the modulus of z1 squared is 2 times the modulus of z2 squared. Now all it does is says, sure that that's that. So what I'm going to do is say the modulus of z1 is the square root of 5 squared plus 1 squared. Right. So if I want the modulus of z1 squared, then all I've got is 5 squared plus 1 squared. Because when I square it, it gets rid of the square root, which is 96. Very similar. Yep. So Z2 is the square root of 2 squared plus 3 squared. So Z2 squared is 2 squared plus 3 squared, get rid of the square root. So 2 times that is 2 times, well, 2 squared is 4, plus that is 9 is 13, 2 times 13 is 26. So that is that. Simple as that. Couldn't get anything easier than that. Right, next one. It says, find the argument of Z1 times Z2. Again, a couple of different ways of doing this. What you can do is you can find the argument of Z1, find the argument of Z2, and then what will we do with those two answers? Add them together to get the modulus of Z1 times Z2, because when we want the arguments of something we want to put together, we add them. Or you can work out Z1 times Z2 and then just find the modulus of that complex number. Which way do you want to do it? Five plus I is up that way somewhere. That's 5, that's 1. Argument of that is 1 over 5 inverse tangent. Gary, you've got to count there. What's the thing? Inverse tangent. 1 divided by 5 inverse tangent. 1 divided by 5? Must be less than 45. It's going to be about 20 degrees.
11.3.
Plus Z2 is minus 2 plus 3i. So it's minus 2 plus 3i, so it's at that way. So that's 2, that's 3. So 3 halves, 1.5, inverse tan, what do we get? 1.5 inverse tan.
56.3.
That 56.3 is in there. So the answer we want is 180 minus 56.3. So add that to that, and I get 124135. Well, so that's our Z1, Z2. We should just add the two arguments together. And then, final bit, calculating the form here plus IB, the square root of 16 minus 30i. Now, this is about the hardest bit you'll ever have to do in complex numbers. The square root of 16 minus 30 am. Now we've got that bit done. 16 minus 30 i, if we want the square root of that to be a plus b times i, then if I square both sides of that equation, then 16 minus 30i equals a plus bi squared. Yeah? That's just squaring both sides. So 16 minus 30i equals, square this out, I get a squared plus 2ab times I plus b squared I squared. Yeah, that's just algebra, that's just multiplying those two brackets out. Yeah. If I look, I've got E squared. I squared is minus 1, so I've got minus B squared. Plus 2 E of B times by I. Equals 16 minus 30 I. Now, because those two complex numbers are the same, real bits are the same. So 16 is E squared minus B squared. And the imaginary bits are also the same. So minus 30 equals 2AB. The bit with the imaginary bit on this side is the bit with the imaginary bit on that side. From which, if I rearrange the second one, you can see that A equals minus 15 over B. Yeah, take the 2B to the bottom, the 2 cancels with the 30 to get 15 over B. Yeah, nothing fantastic, brilliant yet. Then, substitute for that into the other one, so 16 equals minus 15 over B squared minus B squared. Still nothing fantastic there. 16 equals, I'll square this out, I get 225 over B squared minus B squared. Squaring that little term out. You square it, it becomes positive. 15 squared to 225, B on the bottom squared to B squared. Get rid of the denominator in the one equation, multiply through 16B squared equals 225 minus B to the fourth, because B squared times B squared. Multiply every term by B squared, and I get that. Now, bringing it all over to the left hand side, I'm going to get B to the fourth plus 16b squared minus 225 equals 0. That's just bringing that minus b squared, b to the fourth across, it becomes plus b to the fourth. Bring that 225 across, becomes minus, and that's it.
I think we'll just do a fraction for 2 to 5 over b squared minus b squared. And then you won't get a quite often.
Yeah, but how are you going to solve that?
We need to find that there soon.
Yeah. Yeah, like, the quadratic equation, you've got to have equal to zero on the other side, otherwise you can't. Because what we're going to do now is really what this is like a quadratic equation. It is b squared squared plus 16b squared minus 225. It was zero. So that's a quadratic equation. But instead of saying x squared, I'm saying b squared squared plus 16b squared. So what I'm going to do is use the formula. Let's see, it's minus b plus or minus the square root of b squared. 16 squared is 256. Minus 4 times a times c. Well, when I do that, 4 times a times c becomes plus, and I get 900 all over 2a, which is 2. Got it.
Can't you do it the way you tell this one?
You can factorise it, yeah? It factorises fairly easily, but I thought I'd use it differently, yeah? Very, very easily factorise it. And then when I do that, I get minus 16 plus or minus the square root of 1156 all over 2, plus minus 16 plus or minus, what's the square root of 1156? Must be 36, is it? Think so. 34, oh, 34 all over 2. Then, if I split them up, minus 16 add 34 gives me 18 over 2. Or, if I do minus 34, I get minus 15 over 2. So that one is plus 9. Or, it's minus 25. Yeah, with here, you could have had B equals minus 15 over here, and you would have still got the same answer. We've got this far. So, now remember what we're doing. We're finding out what B squared is. So either B squared is 9, or B squared is minus 25. Yeah. One of the things, when we get these complex numbers, A and B, A itself is a real number, and B itself is a real number. Right? A plus BI is actually what we call a complex number, but those two component parts are just numbers. Right? So we can't have B squared is 20 minus 25, because nothing exists that when we square it we get minus 25. Well, we have got complex numbers, but we can't have B itself being a complex number. Right? So B squared must be 9. So either B is plus 3 or B is minus 3, one of the two. Now, if B is plus 3, then going back to my little formula, A is going to be minus 5. Because if I put 3 into there, I get minus 5 coming out. And if B is minus 3, then A is plus 3. Sorry, plus 5. So the complex number that is the square root is either, taking that there, minus 5 plus 3i, or it is 5 minus 3i. So it's either that one or it's that one. And we can write that down very, very simply. Because that one and that one are just the opposite signs, we can see it's either plus or minus 5 minus 3i. And when you work these square roots out, they always come out the opposite sides. It's always plus or minus a complex number. Always, always, always. When you work these square root things out, whatever the square root is, it's always one, like one's plus 3 and minus 5, the other one's minus 3 and plus 5. They're always like that. That's still what we call complex conjugates.
Is it just coincidence that when you've got the two being squared, the other one's 25?
Yeah, it's just pure coincidence. It's just the way they've chosen them out. I think what they were trying to do was to just say some people on the exam would have put plus 20, plus 5 and minus 5 as well, which is not right. But I don't know. I don't think they all look bad. Because they don't actually, if you do something like that, say if you put plus 5 and minus 5, and then say therefore B will be, the other one will be plus 3 and minus 3 sort of routine, you don't actually lose marks for doing something wrong. You can't be penalised for doing it wrong. You can only gain credit for doing something right. You can't say, we'll give you 5 marks for doing that bit right, and then knock 3 off for doing something else wrong. They will never give you penalty marks. They will only credit you for doing things right. So that's why, like in the 3 hours on the paper, if you want to just write as much junk down as you want, you can't be penalised for writing junk. All it does is the examiner gets this sort of idea that you don't know what you're doing. Yeah, or like when it comes to, if it come to you getting 40%, and 40% was a B stroke C sort of routine, then there's a heap of jump on it to go, and I say, well, that paper's not as good as that one. Therefore, that one gets the B and that one gets the C. Yeah. But the one who counts on the board, I think. That's an interesting point, then. Any square root, you always get two answers for square roots, yeah? It's always plus thing and a minus thing. In complex numbers, when you get complex numbers, they are always what we call complex conjugates. If you drew them on an Archimedes diagram, Right? If you drew them on an arc and diagram, what do we get? Plus 5 minus 3i. Plus 5 minus 3i. And then we get minus 5 plus 3i. That is the hardest thing. The hard thing about that is not the actual complex numbers, it's sorting out these simultaneous equations, which is something else we've done, simultaneous equations. Right, the other one, we haven't really got time, the other one, complex numbers Z1 and Z2 are given by that. You've got to draw them two on an arcand diagram, that's very, very simple. Calculate the modulus of Z1 minus Z2, well, just work out what Z1 minus 2 is, and work out the modulus. Work out what Z1 divided by Z2 is, and then find the argument of it, and give your answer in radians. Now, the last little bit, it says, give your answer in radians. Suppose W, suppose W had been 7 plus 15i. How are you going to give RW in radians? Well, one way you can do it is press the radians button on your calculator, press 15 divided by 7, and then press the radians button. So, just do that, Gary. Change it on the radians. Yeah. Press 15 divided by 7. Inverse tan.
1.134.
Right? 1.134 rads. Right? Now you can do it like that, although that doesn't mean anything at all here. That's the right answer because you've given it in radians. Right? If you wanted to, put it back on degrees. And then I'll just show you. Oh. Now, press 15 divided by 7 equals, and then press inverse tan for that.
64.9.
64.9, yes. So 65.0 degrees. So 65 degrees, effectively. Right? That number is 65 degrees. Now, 1 pi is 180. Pi is the same as 180 degrees. So if we've got 65 degrees, what we've got is 65 over 180, lots of pi. So do that on 65 divided by 180, multiplied by the pi that we've already come together. Just 1 second, Robert. Yeah? It's usually on, it's just the X button. You should get 1.1. Yeah, so you get the same answer. So you can either work it out on radians, or you can write it like that. You could have actually left it like that. If you cancel down by, you put 13 over, or is it? Yeah, right. If you want your test, I'll get them out of the car now. If you want to get them back, right? I'll give you them back now if you want, because I'm free.